The following is tape number 15 on the Nectar of Devotion series, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded between October 20th and November 14th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Narada Muni mentions this sadhana bhakti in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 1st chapter, 30th verse. He says there to King Yudhishthir, "My dear king, one has to fix his mind on Krishna by any means. That is called Krishna consciousness."
Jina tino prakarena mana Krishna nibish. The practice means somehow or other you fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, as Maharaj Ambarish did. Sabai mana Krishna padarvinda. Practice in such a way that we'll be able to think of the lotus feet of Krishna 24 hours without any stop. That is the first class yogi. Immediately you become a first class yogi. You don't have to practice the meditation, samadhi, dhyan, dharana, asana, pranayama, this ashtanga yoga. Without practicing ashtanga yoga, you simply practice the one simple thing. Simply thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna, always, then you become a first-class yogi. It is not our statement, it is Krishna's statement. Yogi namapi sarvesam, madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jumam sami jittatam. He is first-class yogi, who is always thinking of me within his heart, sadhyavan, with faith and love. He is always thinking of Krishna. He is first-class yogi. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that if we take it seriously, then immediately on the first stage we become a first-class yogi. Immediately, without any bodily endeavor, mystic exercise, no need. In the Kali Yuga it is not possible. The yoga practice in your Western countries, it is very popular, but that is a farce. Yoga practice is very difficult, especially in this age. Kite jadhyato Vishnu. Yoga practice was being done in the Satya Yuga. People are very strong, they used to live for many, many years. They could practice yoga. Here, we do not know when he shall die. There is no fixed up time. At any moment we can die. Padang padang jad vipodam. We are simply in the midst of dangerous condition. At any moment. Just like when you are coming from that Mr. Chaudhary's house, immediately there would have been a motor accident in this Vrindavan. Immediately. So, padang padang jad vipodam. Here, especially in this Kali Yuga, the time is very bad. At any moment, there can be any turmoil and we can die at any moment. Therefore, the recommendation is, Harir nama, Harir nama, Harir nama iva kevalam, kalau nastiva, nastiva, nastiva gati vandatha. You are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If I die, chanting Hare Krishna is a great opportunity. So, this practice, Kirtaniya Sadahari, this is the only sadhana, sadhana bhakti. Chant always Hare Krishna mantra, fix up your mind and the lotus feet of Krishna, and it will be very easily possible to make your life perfect. Go on.
It is the duty of the acharya, the spiritual master, to find the ways and means for his disciple to fix his mind on Krishna. That is the beginning of sadhana bhakti.
Yes. The acharya, the spiritual master's duty is to give direction to the disciples how he can fix up his mind always on the lotus feet of Krishna. He knows how to engage a particular devotee in a particular type of service, sakarmana, tamabhacha. Everyone has got some particular talent. So it is the duty of the spiritual master to engage his disciples' talent in the service of the Lord. so that constantly he can think of the Lord. This is spiritual master duty. Go on.
Has given us an authorized program for this purpose, centered around the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. This chanting has so much power that it immediately attaches one to Krishna. That is the beginning of sadhana bhakti. Somehow or other, one has to fix his mind on Krishna. The great saint Ambarisha Maharaj, a lower responsible king, fixed his mind on Krishna, and similarly anyone who tries to fix his mind in this way will very rapidly make progress in successfully reviving his original Krishna consciousness.
Because fix up mind on the lotus feet of Krishna is yoga. Dhyana vastita tadgatena manasa pashyanti jam yogina. Who is yogi? Dhyana vastita. Always thinking of Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet. Dhyana vastita tadgatena manasa, tadgatena manasa. Absorb in the thought of Krishna. This is yoga system. Somewhere or other, if you fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, that is perfection of yoga. Yogi nama pi sarvisa. That is the verdict of all shastras. So, by fixing up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, immediately you become first class yogi. There is no doubt about it. Go on.
That is sadhana bhakti, or practice of devotional service, can also be divided into two parts. The first part is called regulative principles. One has to follow these different regulative principles by the order of the spiritual master or on the strength of authoritative scriptures.
Yes, the regulative principle means that you don't manufacture anything. Regulative principle means authorized. As they are mentioned in the authorized scriptures, and as it is confirmed by the spiritual master, because we do not know. When it is confirmed by the spiritual master, yes, it is right. Sadhu guru, sadhu shastra guru bak, tinete koryas. The same statement of Narottamdasa. Sadhu principles which are followed. Sadhu marganu gamanam. We cannot follow a sadhu marga. We must follow sadhu marga. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. We cannot follow an upstart manufacturing some song, manufacturing some ideas. We cannot follow that. What is authorized song we shall sing? What is authorized method we shall follow? Sadhu, guru, shastra, bhakti. Sadhu and guru means on the basis of shastra. And shastra means the statements of sadhu and guru. Therefore, sadhu and guru and shastra, they are identical. So, they must be converted. If somebody is sadhu, is speaking against shastra, then he is not sadhu. If somebody is guru, if he is going against shastra, then he is not guru. And shastra means the original guru and sadhu. What do we mean by shastra? That's like Srimad Bhagavata. Srimad Bhagavatam means we are studying the character of original sadhu and guru, just like Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Charitra, Dhruva Charitra, Amrish Charitra, the Pandavas, Bhishma. So, Bhagavat means the glories of Bhagavan and devotee. That's all. This is Bhagavatam. So, sadhu guru shastra vakatinete kuriyayu. So, this is sadhana bhakti. We must take instruction from the spiritual master. Adhu gudvasyam, sadharma pricha. Who requires a spiritual master? One who is inquisitive of sadharma, not asadharma. Sadharma pricha. Tasmad gurum prapadeta jigyasu sreya uttama. A man requires a spiritual master when he is inquisitive to know about the transcendental subject matter. A spiritual master is not a fashion. That's like we keep a dog, pet, Similarly, if we keep a spiritual master, pet spiritual master, to get sanction of all my sinful activities, that is not accepting spiritual master. Spiritual master means tad vidhi panipate na pariprasne na seva. You should accept a spiritual master where you think that you can surrender yourself fully and offer your service. That is spiritual master. Sadhu marga anugamana. Sadhana pichcha. So, spiritual master is required for a person who is interested in the transcendental subject matter. Tad vidhi panipatena pariprasnena seva. Tad vijnanatham sagurumeva bhudacche. Tad vijnan. That vijnan, the science of spiritual life. One is interested in the science of spiritual life. Not that to keep a spiritual master as a fashion. No. One must be serious. Tasmat gurum prapaddita jigyasu se uttamam. First of all, one must know in which subject matter he is inquisitive, in material things or in spiritual matter. If he is actually interested in spiritual matter, then he should search out a proper bona fide spiritual master. Guru meva vigachet must find out. It is not option, it must. Must you cannot avoid. Without bona fide spiritual master, you cannot go step forward. One.
And there can be no question of refusal. That is called vaidhi, or regulating. One has to do it without any argument.
Another. Yes, you cannot argue with the spiritual master. First of all, you have to select a spiritual master where you can completely surrender. And as soon as, like Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, when he saw that the questions which have arisen in my mind, it cannot be solved by ordinary person. Therefore he selected, he told him, that I can understand, without your Lordship, nobody can mitigate all the doubts in my mind. Tasmat gurum prapadhi. Shishyasti ham sadhima. Therefore, original spiritual master is Krishna. Krishna is original spiritual master. Tene brahma rida adhikavai. Krishna first instructed Brahma, adhikavi. From Brahma we have got this Vedas, Vedic knowledge. Therefore, Krishna is the original spiritual master. Aham eva asam agre. Before creation, Krishna was there. Aham adir hi devanam. Krishna is the origin of all the devas. Devas mean Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Then all other demigods. In this way, Krishna is the original spiritual master. Just like he is the spiritual master of Arjuna. So, study of Bhagavad Gita means, if you follow the footprints of Arjuna, then you are also as good as Arjuna. Not as good, I mean to say, that your knowledge is perfect. Perfect in this sense, that Arjuna accepted Krishna as Parabrahma. You accept Krishna as Parabrahma, then your study of Bhagavad Gita is perfect. And if you make your so-called erudite scholarship commentary, it is not to Krishna, then you are spoiled. Your life is spoiled, your study is spoiled. Sadhu marga anugamanam. If you want to study Bhagavad Gita, you follow what Arjuna says. What is the difficulty? What Arjuna has said about Krishna, that is already there in the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna said, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan, Shasratam, Purusam, Adi. You accept him, Krishna. Why do you try to make minus Krishna Bhagavad Gita? That is askarna. That is not studying of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Study Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you will be benefited. And actually you are seeing that. You are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is all over the world, and it is becoming successful. Not adulteration. That is spoiling. Adulteration means, the example is given. It was given by my Guru Maharaj, that there is a cup of sweet rice, and it mixes with some grains of sand. And this whole thing is spoiled. You cannot comment Bhagavad Gita according to your whims. Krishna did not leave Bhagavad Gita to be understood by your commentaries. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, will be benefit. That is sadhu marga anugavanam. Hare Krishna.
Another part of sadhana bhakti is called raganuga. Raganuga refers to the point at which, by following the regulative principles, one becomes a little more attached to Krishna and executes devotional service out of natural love. For example, a person engaged in devotional service may be ordered to rise early in the morning and offer arati, which is a form of deity worship. In the beginning, by the order of its spiritual master, one rises early in the morning and offers arati, but then he develops real attachment. When he gets this attachment, he automatically tries to decorate the deity and prepare different kinds of dresses and thinks of different plans to execute his devotional service nicely. Although it is within the category of practice, this offering of loving service is spontaneous. For the practice of devotion, the practice of devotional service, sadhana bhakti, can be divided into two parts, namely regulative and spontaneous. Rupa Goswami defines the first part of devotional service, or vaisi bhakti, as follows. When there is no attachment or no spontaneous loving service to the Lord, and one is engaged in the service of the Lord simply out of obedience to the order of the spiritual master or in pursuance of the scriptures, such obligatory service is called vaisi bhakti. These principles of vaisi bhakti...
Neither attachment nor detachment. That is the primary stage. One has no very much attachment in the material affairs, but at the same time he has no strong attachment for devotional service. This marginal state is called, what is that? Vaidhi bhakti. Means he is offering devotional service under the instruction of the spiritual master as a probationer. He has not developed the spontaneous love of God, Krishna, but he is obliged to serve under the instruction of the spiritual master. And that is the first stage of Vaidhi Bhakti. What?
Are also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 1st Chapter, verse 35, where Shukadeva Goswami instructs the dying Maharaj Parikit as to his course of action. Maharaj Parikit met Shukadeva Goswami just a week before his death, and the king was perplexed as to what should be done before he was to pass on. Many other sages also arrived there, but no one could give him the proper direction. Shukadeva Goswami, however, gave this direction to him as follows. My dear king, if you want to be fearless in meeting your death next week, for actually everyone is afraid at the point of death, then you must immediately begin the process of hearing and chanting and remembering God. If one can chant and hear Hare Krishna and always remember Lord Krishna, then he is sure to become fearless of death, which may come at any moment.
Ante Narayana Smriti. That is the success of life. Somehow or other, if one can remember Narayana, Krishna, that is success of life. Then in Bengal, there is a proverb, bhajan karo, pujan karo, motte janle hoy. Your devotional service will be tested at the time of death. Because jang maaf ismaran loki tajatanti kalevaram. At the time of death, if we can remember Krishna, Narayana Smriti, that is all success. The practice of devotional service means so that we may be so accustomed to chanting Hare Krishna mantra that at the time of death we may remember it. Otherwise, not like parrot. The parrot also imitates chanting. But when the cat catches, he does not say Hare Krishna, he says tan tan. So, not that kind of. We should be accustomed to chant Hare Krishna, that whenever the death point is there, he would chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then there is success. So, practice means to remember. Sadatadbhavabhavit. If we practice always thinking of Krishna, naturally, at the time of danger, we shall chant Hare Krishna. Go on.
It is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. Therefore, Sukadeva recommends that one should always hear about Krishna. He does not recommend that one hear and chant about the demigods. Say that you can chant any name, either that of Krishna or those of the demigods, and the result can be the same.
Sukadeva Goswami recommended, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Hari Rishara. Srutabha kirtitabhasta smartabhasta nita. He recommended this, that tasmad bharata sarvatma Bhagavan Hari Ishara. Sarvatma, Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Therefore, he is known as sarvatma. So, sarvatma is Bhagavan, the personality, supreme personality of Godhead, Hari, who takes away all our miserable condition, Hari, and Ishara, controller. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma, Bhagavan Hari Ishara. So he is to be always remembered. Satato Smartabha Vishnu. Always we have to remember Vishnu. Nitana, always. Kirtaniya Sadahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Tinadipi Sunichena, Taro Rupi Sahishnuna, Amanina Mahanadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kirtaniya, to chant the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are so many impediments you are experiencing that our only business is to chant Hare Krishna mantra. But there are so many enemies also. There are many friends. We have got more friends than enemies. Still, there are so many enemies also criticizing. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that this criticism would be there. Even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching this Hare Krishna mantra, he was chanting Hare Krishna mantra very loudly. Some Brahmin, some Navaddi, they lodged complaint to the magistrate, Kaji, that this Nimai Pandit has discovered a new type of religion, chanting loudly Hare Krishna. This is the period of sleeping period of Narayana. And he's chanting so loudly, so Narayana will be disturbed and there will be so much catastrophe. So kindly stop this chanting of Hare Krishna loudly. And Kadi took steps. He first of all warned the disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stop chanting. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disregarded the order, then some constables came and broke the mridangas. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the civil disobedience movement. About 1 lakh of people chanting Hare Krishna mantra reached the house of Kaji, and there was some compromise. So there is always impediment in this process. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, the atheist class of men, they cannot tolerate. And nowadays also, we are being harassed in Australia, the Melbourne city authorities, they brought a civil suit against us not to chant on the street. And our men were being taken to the police custody. So this harassment was going on, and our men asked my permission what to do. The lawyers want $2,000 for defending. So I advised them, they said, why you should defend? Better go to jail and chant Hare Krishna there. That's all. So they followed this instruction. Later on, the Archbishop of Melbourne City, he advised the authorities, don't harass these men, they are actually devotees of God. So now there is no disturbance. So similar disturbance is to happen everywhere. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us instruction that you should be tolerant. Tinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishma. Because there will be so much impediments. Amani namanadena kirtanya sadar. We must chant, we must always do our business despite all objections, obstacles. That is our business. Go on.
The Maya bodies are impersonalist. Chanting, you can chant any name, either that of Krishna or those of the demigods, and the result will be the same. But actually, this is not a fact. According to the authorized version of Srimad Bhagavatam, one has to hear and chant about Lord Vishnu.
Yes. Savaram Kirtanam Vishnu. There are other demigods. It is not recommended. Savanam Kirtan of the name of other demigods. And to compare or to equalize the Supreme Personality of Godhead with other demigods, that is Pashandimat, which atheistic opinion. Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivati. Samatena Vikheta Sa Pashandi Bhavedhruvam. This is a quotation from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Shastra Purana. So, we should not compare the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, equal to any other demigod. That is offense. That is also Namaparad. But the Mayavadis, they do that. Therefore, they do not derive any benefit. The Mayavadis also chant Hare Krishna mantra. But just to attract people, but actually they think that the name of any other demigod and the name of Narayan Krishna all the same. That is Nama Parada. Gone.
Srila Goswami has recommended to Parikshit Maharaj that in order to be fearless of death, one has to hear and chant and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, by all means. He also mentions that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sarvatma. Sarvatma means the super soul of everyone. Krishna is also mentioned as Ishvara, the Supreme Controller who is situated in everyone's heart. Therefore, in some way or other, we become attached to Krishna, he will make us free from all danger. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that anyone who becomes a devotee of the Lord is never vanquished. Others, however, are always vanquished. Vanquished means that after getting this human form of life, a person does not come out of the entanglements of birth and death, and thus misses his golden opportunity. Such a person does not know where he is being thrown by the laws of nature.
Yes, that's a great problem. People do not know. People in general, they do not know what is after death. There are so many things after death, but there is no education. Therefore, they are in darkness. So, this human form of life is misused in darkness. If anyone does not know the value of life, then it is misused. In the Shastra, it is called Atmaha, committing suicide. The same quotation from Narottam Das Thakur. Hari Hari bhi phale janama gwain. Manusha janama paiya Radha Krishna na bhajiya janiya suniya bishakhain. It is committing suicide. If we do not come to Krishna consciousness, even getting this valuable human form of life, then certainly we are committing suicide. We are drinking poison knowingly. Well,
suppose one does not develop Krishna consciousness in its human form of life, he will be thrown into the cycle of birth and death, involving 8,400,000 species of life, and his spiritual identity will remain lost. One does not know whether he is going to be a plant, or a beast, or a bird, or something like that, because there are so many species of life. The recommendation of Rupa Goswami for reviving our original Krishna consciousness is that somehow or other we should apply our minds to Krishna very seriously, and thus also become fearless of death. After death, we do not know our destination, because we are completely under the control of the laws of nature. Only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is controller over the laws of nature. Therefore, if we take shelter of Krishna seriously, there will be no fear of being thrown back into the cycle of so many species of life. A sincere devotee will surely be transferred to the abode of Krishna, as affirmed in the Bhagavad Gita.
Māmi vaja prapadhanti māyāmi tāng taranti. Takta dehaṁ punarjanma naiti māmi iti kaunta. These statements are there. If we actually take to Krishna consciousness, then māyā, the laws of nature, will not act. Otherwise, we shall be put into the cycle of birth and death. And so, the best utilization of this human life is to elevate oneself to Krishna consciousness. And as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma me dibbam jo janasi tattvata. If we try to understand Krishna in truth, then takta deham punarjanma naiti, then we will not have to accept anymore this material body which is full of miserable conditions, then we go back to home, back to God.
In the Padma Purana, also, the same process is applied. There it is said that one should always remember Lord Vishnu. This is called dhyana, or meditation, always remembering Krishna. It is said that one has to meditate with his mind fixed upon Vishnu. Padma Purana recommends that one always fix his mind on the form of Vishnu by meditation, and not forget him at any moment. In this state of consciousness is called samadhi.
Yogic mystic meditation means to concentrate the mind upon Krishna or Vishnu. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yang yogi. Yogi, those are real yogis, they always observe the Vishnu form within the heart. That is the process of meditation and samadhi.
We should always try to mold the activities of our lives in such a way that we will constantly remember Vishnu or Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Whether one concentrates his mind on the four-handed form of Vishnu or on the form of two-handed Krishna, it is the same. The Padma Purana recommends, somehow or other, always think of Vishnu without forgetting him under any circumstances. Actually, this is the most basic of all regulative principles. For when there is an order from a superior about doing something, there is simultaneously a prohibition. When the order is that one should always remember Krishna, the prohibition is that one should never forget him. Within this simple order and prohibition, all regulative principles are found complete.
Smartabhya satato Vishnu. Vismartabhyam najatuch. This is the principle of Krishna conscious life. We should always remember Krishna or Vishnu. We shall never forget him. We shall mold our life in such a way. This Krishna consciousness movement, international society, on this process they are acting. They are publishing, they are going to Sankirtan party on the street. Even they are arrested, they cannot forget Krishna. Even they are put into the jail, they are also chanting Hare Krishna, remembering Krishna. that for pushing on Krishna consciousness movement, we have come to jail. And they are chanting, they are free to chant. So, ahituki apratihata. Krishna consciousness cannot be checked in any condition of life, provided we are serious. That is so nice. Any condition, any circumstances, without any check, we can remember Krishna. Satato smartabha Vishnu. Kirtaniya sadahari. These are the instructions. One.
This regulative principle is applicable to all varnas and ashramas.
Yes. It is not that Vishnu has to be remembered only by the brahmanas. No. Anyone. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or lower than the Shudras, any papajani, Krishna recommends, Manghi Partha Vapasritya, Jeepishu Papajuna. Kingpana Brahmana Punya Bhakta Raja Sayosata. Even papajani, it doesn't matter. Any material condition cannot check Krishna consciousness. Anyone can take bath in the Jamuna. It is open for everyone. There is no prohibition that those who are low on, they cannot take bath in the Jamuna or Ganges. Similarly, for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there is no barrier. Everyone can chant, everyone can take advantage and thus become purified of the material contamination. One.
There are four varnas, namely the Brahmas, the priests and intellectuals, the Kshatriyas, warriors and statesmen, the Vaishyas, businessmen and farmers, and the Shudras, laborers and servants. There are also four standard ashrams, namely Brahmacharya, or student life, Grihastha, householder, Vanaprastha, retired, and Sannyasa, renounced. The regulative principles are not only for the Brahmacharis, or celibate students to follow, but are applicable for all. It doesn't matter whether one is a beginner, a Brahmachari, or if one is very advanced, Sannyasi. The principle of remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly and not forgetting Him at any moment is meant to be followed by everyone without fail. If this injunction is followed, then all other rules and regulations will automatically fall into line. All other rules and regulations should be treated as assistants or servants on one basic principle.
This has been practically proved in the Western country. These boys and girls, European and American, they were not informed about the regulatory principles in the beginning. We enforce the regulatory principle when a student is serious to become initiated. Otherwise, ordinarily, in all our centers, everyone is welcome and join the chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra. Gradually, by mixing with the devotees, by being purified and the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna Mantra, they voluntarily offer to become serious student, initiated. In this way, we have expanded. Practically, the basic principle is chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra and giving them some chance to hear about Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is our principle. One.
Of rules and regulations and the resultant reactions are mentioned in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, 1st and 2nd verses. Shomaso Muni, one of the nine sages who came to instruct King Nimi, addressed the king and said, "The four social orders, namely the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, and the Shudras, have come out of the different parts of the universal form of the Supreme Lord as follows. The Brahmanas have come out from the head, the Kshatriyas have come out from the arms, the Vaishyas have come out from the waist, and the Shudras have come out from the legs. Similarly, the Sannyasis have come out from the head, and the Vanaprasthas from the arms, the Grihasthas from the waist, and the Brahmacharis from the legs. These different orders of society and grades of spiritual advancement are conceived in terms of qualification. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that the four social orders and the four spiritual orders are created by the Lord Himself in terms of different individual qualities. As the different parts of the body have different types of activities, so the social orders and spiritual orders also have different types of activities
in terms of qualification and position. The targets of these activities, however, is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, he is the supreme enjoyer. So whether one is a brahmana or a shudra, he has to satisfy the Supreme Lord by his activities.
Yes, the brahmana is considered to be the mouth of the total body, and the shudras are considered to be the legs. So, by comparative position, the head is more important than the leg, but they are equally important in terms of the whole body, because the head cannot walk. For walking, it requires the cooperation of the legs. So, as to maintain this body, we require the cooperation of the head, arms, waist and legs. Similarly, for serving Krishna, the Supreme, the whole, it doesn't matter whether one is a brahmana, a kshatriya, a vaishya, or shudra, everyone can be engaged. Sakarmana tamacha. One has to worship the Supreme by his own work. The leg has to work in its own way. The head has to work in its own way. But the aim should be to survive, to maintain this body. That is a process. If the aim is one, Krishna, then it doesn't matter whether one is brahmana or one is shudra. Equally, they are serving and they are sharing the equal profit out of it.
Wow. It is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam by a verse which reads, "Everyone must be engaged in his particular duty, but the perfection of such work should be tested by how far the Lord is satisfied with such activity."
Yes, anusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritoshana atapung vidija sreshta varnasama vibhava varnar asrama, four varnas and four asrama. That division is always there. But it does not matter, division. Of course, comparatively, the head is important than the leg. But if everyone is engaged in the service of the Lord, then everyone becomes perfect. It doesn't matter whether he is Shudra or Brahman. It doesn't matter. Sakarmana tamabhach. Or sanusthitasya dharmas. Sanusiddhi haritosana. That is the process of Krishna consciousness.
The injunction herein is that one has to act according to his position, and by such activities one must either satisfy the Supreme Personality or else fall down from his position.
Yes. The position may be, that is also recorded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sthane sthita sutigatang tanumang manovi. Sthane sthita. Sthane sthita means position. You keep your position as brahmana, you keep your position as kshatriya, or you keep your position as shudra or vaishya or brahmachari, it doesn't matter. Sthanesthita. Simply hear about the glories. Just like we are sitting here, there are brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas or shudras, it doesn't matter. Everyone has got the privilege to hear about the glories of the Lord. And if we take up this business, Krishna is known as Ajita. But Ajita means who cannot be conquered. So he can be conquered by this process. When Ramananda Rai quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Jnane Pryasam Mudupasanamanta Jiva. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed it. It is very nice. So in this age, by the recommendation of Shastra and confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should give chance to the people for hearing about the glories of the Lord. That is the program of Krishna consciousness. We go everywhere and you give people the chance of hearing about the glories of the Lord, and gradually they become Krishna conscious. This is practically your feeling. The recommendation given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this process, satang prasanga mama bija sangvido bhavanti rittanna rasayana katha. So this process giving chance, of course those who are preachers, they must be very sincere and serious. Aponi achari prabhu jiveri sukha. One must be perfectly in the Vaishnava behavior, sadachar. Because to hear from professional reciters, there will be no effect. He must be Vaishnava. It is the indication by Sanatana Goswami. Avaishnava mukhadgir na puta hari katham mitam sabalam na kartabha. One who is professional, who is not Vaishnava, from him one should not hear about the holy names of God, Krishna. That is private. Because it will not be effective, rather it will be dangerous. So, preaching was, this Krishna conscious preaching was, we must be very cautious that those who are preachers, they must be pure Vaishnava. Annavilashita sunnam, not for money's sake, not for reputation's sake, lab puja pratishtha, only for serving Krishna. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam. This is pure Vaishnavita. One has to satisfy Krishna, not for any other purpose. So, this preaching was should be taken up by pure Vaishnava, Annavilashita sunnam. And if the shastric injunction and the direction given by the authorities, if they are presented as they are, surely they are related. It has been proved and it is being true. So this process we should adopt and our success of Krishna consciousness movement is assured. Thank you very much.